AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI says the man charged in the attack in Boulder, Colorado that left eight people injured told police he planned it for a year and specifically targeted what he described as the Zionist group. Mohammed Soliman is facing a federal hate crime charge. President Trump says the Colorado attack was horrific and will not be tolerated. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The president suggesting his predecessor is to blame, saying suspect Mohammed Soliman came into the U.S. under, quote, Biden's ridiculous open border policy, a claim echoed by spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
This terrorist was allowed into this country by the previous administration, was foolishly given a tourism visa, and then was illegally allowed to stay.
But the details surrounding Soliman are not exactly clear. A top Homeland Security official writes Soliman came into the U.S. in August 2022 with a visa, applied for asylum a month later, was given a work authorization when that visa expired, and had been here illegally since the authorization expired. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Work is underway in the Senate on President Trump's big tax break and spending bill.
And our biggest focus this month will be completing this tax relief legislation with the goal of getting the final bill to the president before the 4th of July.
That is Majority Leader John Thune. The bill is already passed in the House. A judge ruled an estimated 5,000 Venezuelans granted temporary protected status can continue to work and live in the U.S. despite a Supreme Court ruling revoking protections while their lawsuit against the Trump administration is pending. Ukraine and Russia have agreed to swap dead and wounded troops but report no progress toward ending the war. Witnesses say Israeli forces in the Gaza Strip opened fire as people headed toward an aid distribution site, killing at least three people. This is AP News. 11 people were taken to a hospital after a stabbing at a homeless shelter in Oregon.
Police were called to the men's shelter at the Union Gospel Mission to find victims suffering various types of stab injuries. The mission's executive director, Craig Smith, says the suspect was new to the mission, had spent Saturday night there, and was about to check in for a second night when something set him off. Bobby Epperly was there. He told the Salem Statesman Journal he was on the second floor when he saw the man outside holding a knife and screaming at traffic. When he came downstairs, he saw blood everywhere and said the scene looked like a horror movie. Director Smith says the man had a knife in a bag that he was about to have to hand over to the staff, and that the check-in desk person was among those injured. I'm Jennifer King.
A second group of white South Africans are in the U.S. under a refugee program announced by the Trump administration. It is offering refugee status to white South Africans it alleges are being persecuted by the black-led government and are victims of racially motivated violence. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.